Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 328. Today we'll read the book of Jude and the first five chapters in the book of Micah. So let's begin. Jude chapter 1. From Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, wrapped in the love of God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy, peace, and love be lavished on you. Dear friends, although I have been eager to write to you about our common salvation, I now feel compelled instead to write to encourage you to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men have secretly slipped in among you, men who long ago were marked out for the condemnation I am about to describe, ungodly men who have turned the grace of our God into a license for evil, and who deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I desire to remind you, even though you've been fully informed of these facts once for all, that Jesus, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, later destroyed those who did not believe. You also know that the angels who did not keep within their proper domain but abandoned their own place of residence, he has kept in eternal chains in utter darkness, locked up for the judgment of the great day. So also, Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring towns, since they indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire in a way similar to these angels, are now displayed as an example by suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet these men, as a result of their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and insult the glorious ones. But even when Michael the archangel was arguing with the devil and debating with him concerning Moses' body, he did not dare to bring a slanderous judgment, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But these men do not understand the things they slander, and they are being destroyed by the very things that, like irrational animals, they instinctively comprehend. Woe to them, for they have traveled down Cain's path, and because of greed, have abandoned themselves to Balaam's error. Hence, they will certainly perish in Korah's rebellion. These men are dangerous reefs at your love feasts, feasting without reverence, feeding only themselves. They are waterless clouds carried along by the winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, uprooted, wild sea waves spewing out the foam of their shame, wayward stars for whom the utter depths of eternal darkness have been reserved. Now Enoch, the seventh in descent beginning with Adam, even prophesied of them, saying, "Look, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of his holy ones, to execute judgment on all, and to convict every person of their thoroughly ungodly deeds that they have committed, and of all the harsh words that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and fault finders who go wherever their desires lead them, and they give bombastic speeches, enchanting folks for their own gain. But you, dear friends, recall the predictions foretold by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. For they said to you, 'In the end time there will come scoffers propelled by their own ungodly desires.' These people are divisive, worldly, devoid of the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Spirit, maintain yourselves in the love of God while anticipating the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that brings eternal life. And have mercy on those who waver. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. Have mercy on others, coupled with the fear of God, hating even the clothes stained by the flesh. Now to the one who is able to keep you from falling and to cause you to stand rejoicing without blemish before his glorious presence, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time and now for all eternity. Amen." Micah chapter 1. This is the prophetic message that the Lord gave to Micah of Moresheth. He delivered this message during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. The prophecies pertain to Samaria and Jerusalem. "Listen, all you nations, pay attention, all inhabitants of earth. The sovereign Lord will testify against you. The Lord will accuse you from his majestic palace. Look, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling place. He will descend and march on the earth's mountaintops. The mountains will disintegrate beneath him, and the valleys will be split in two. The mountains will melt like wax in a fire. The rocks will slide down like water cascading down a steep slope. All this is because of Jacob's rebellion and the sins of the nation of Israel. How has Jacob rebelled, you ask? Samaria epitomizes the rebellion. Where are Judah's pagan worship centers, you ask? They are right in Jerusalem. I will turn Samaria into a heap of ruins in an open field. Vineyards will be planted there. I will tumble the rubble of her stone walls down into the valley and tear down her fortifications to their foundations. All her carved idols will be smashed to pieces. All her metal cult statues will be destroyed by fire. I will make a waste heap of all her images. Since she gathered the metal as a prostitute collects her wages, the idols will become a prostitute's wages again. For this reason, I will mourn and wail. I will walk around barefoot and without my outer garments. I will howl like a wild dog and screech like an owl. For Samaria's disease is incurable. It has infected Judah. It has spread to the leadership of my people and has even contaminated Jerusalem. Don't spread the news in Gath. Don't shed even a single tear. In Bethlehem, sit in the dust. Residents of Shafir pass by in nakedness and humiliation. The residents of Zanaan can't leave their city. Beth-Ezel mourns. He takes from you what he desires. Indeed, the residents of Meroth hope for something good to happen, though the Lord has sent disaster against the city of Jerusalem. Residents of Lachish, hitch the horses to the chariots. You influenced daughter Zion to sin, for Israel's rebellious deeds can be traced back to you. Therefore, you will have to say farewell to Moresh Gath. The residents of Achzib will be as disappointing as a dried-up well to the kings of Israel. Residents of Marashah, a conqueror will attack you. The leaders of Israel shall flee to Adullam. Shave your heads bald as you mourn for the children you love. Shave your foreheads as bald as an eagle, for they are taken from you into exile. Micah chapter 2. Those who devise sinful plans are as good as dead. Those who dream about doing evil as they lie in bed. As soon as morning dawns, they carry out their plans because they have the power to do so. They confiscate the fields they desire and seize the houses they want. They defraud people of their homes and deprive people of the land they have inherited. Therefore, the Lord says this, "Look, I am devising disaster for this nation. It will be like a yoke from which you cannot free your neck. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of catastrophe. In that day, people will sing this taunt song to you. They will mock you with this lament. We are completely destroyed. They sell off the property of my people. How they remove it from me. They assign our fields to the conqueror. Therefore, no one will assign you land in the Lord's community. Don't preach such impassioned rhetoric," they say excitedly. "These prophets should not preach of such things. We will not be overtaken by humiliation." Does the family of Jacob say, "The Lord's patient can't be exhausted. He would never do such things"? To be sure, my commands bring a reward for those who obey them, but you rise up as an enemy against my people. You steal a robe from a friend, from those who pass by peacefully as if returning from a war. You wrongly evict widows among my people from their cherished homes. You defraud their children of their prized inheritance. But you are the ones who will be forced to leave, for this land is not secure. Sin will thoroughly destroy it. If a lying windbag should come and say, "I'll promise you blessings of wine and beer," he would be just the right preacher for these people. I will certainly gather all of you, O Jacob. I will certainly assemble those Israelites who remain. I will bring them together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in the middle of a pasture. They will be so numerous that they will make a lot of noise. The one who can break through barriers will lead them out. They will break out, pass through the gate, and leave. Their king will advance before them. The Lord himself will lead them. Micah chapter 3. I said, "Listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of the nation of Israel. You ought to know what is just, yet you hate what is good and love what is evil. You flay my people's skin and rip the flesh from their bones. You devour my people's flesh, strip off their skin and crush their bones. You chop them up like flesh in a pot, like meat in a kettle. Someday these sinners will cry out to the Lord for help, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they have done such wicked deeds." This is what the Lord says. The prophets who mislead my people are as good as dead. If someone gives them enough to eat, they offer an oracle of peace. But if someone does not give them food, they are ready to declare war on him. Therefore, night will fall, and you will receive no visions. It will grow dark, and you will no longer be able to read the omens. The sun will set on these prophets, and the daylight will turn to darkness over their heads. The prophets will be ashamed. The omen readers will be humiliated. All of them will cover their mouths, for they will receive no divine oracles. but I am full of the courage that the Lord's Spirit gives and have a strong commitment to justice. This enables me to confront Jacob with its rebellion and Israel with its sin. Listen to this, you leaders of the family of Jacob, you rulers of the nation of Israel. You hate justice and pervert all that is right. You build Zion through bloody crimes, Jerusalem through unjust violence. Her leaders take bribes when they decide legal cases. Her priests proclaim rulings for profit, and her prophets read omens for pay. Yet they claim to trust the Lord and say, "The Lord is among us. Disaster will not overtake us." Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed up like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the Temple Mount will become a hill overgrown with brush. Micah chapter 4. In the future, the Lord's Temple Mount will be the most important mountain of all. It will be more prominent than other hills. People will stream to it. Many nations will come saying, "Come on, let's go up to the Lord's mountain, to the temple of Jacob's God, so he can teach us his commands and we can live by his laws." For Zion will be the source of instruction. The Lord's teaching will proceed from Jerusalem. He will arbitrate between many peoples and settle disputes between many distant nations. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not use weapons against other nations, and they will no longer train for war. Each will sit under his own grapevine or under his own fig tree without any fear. The Lord who commands armies has decreed it. Though all the nations follow their respective gods, we will follow the Lord our God forever. In that day, says the Lord, I will gather the lame and assemble the outcasts whom I injured. I will transform the lame into the nucleus of a new nation, and those far off into a mighty nation. The Lord will reign over them on Mount Zion from that day forward and forevermore. As for you, watchtower for the flock, fortress of daughter Zion, your former dominion will be restored, the sovereignty that belongs to daughter Jerusalem. Jerusalem, why are you now shouting so loudly? Has your king disappeared? Has your wise leader been destroyed? Is this why pain grips you as if you were a woman in labor? Twist and strain, daughter Zion, as if you were in labor, for you will leave the city and live in the open field. You will go to Babylon, but there you will be rescued. There the Lord will deliver you from the power of your enemies. Many nations have now assembled against you. They say, Jerusalem must be desecrated so we can gloat over Zion. But they do not know what the Lord is planning. They do not understand his strategy. He has gathered them like stalks of grain to be threshed at the threshing floor. Get up and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you iron horns, I will give you bronze hooves, and you will crush many nations. You will devote to the Lord the spoils you take from them, and dedicate their wealth to the sovereign ruler of the whole earth. Micah chapter 5. But now slash yourself, daughter surrounded by soldiers. We are besieged. With a scepter they strike Israel's ruler on the side of his face. As for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, seemingly insignificant among the clans of Judah, from you a king will emerge who will rule over Israel on my behalf, one whose origins are in the distant past. So the Lord will hand the people of Israel over to their enemies until the time when the woman in labor gives birth. Then the rest of the king's countrymen will return to be reunited with the people of Israel. He will assume his post and shepherd the people by the Lord's strength, by the sovereign authority of the Lord his God. They will live securely, for at that time he will be honored, even in the distant regions of the earth. He will give us peace. Should the Assyrians try to invade our land and attempt to set foot in our fortresses, we will send against them 7 shepherd rulers, make that 8 commanders. They will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod with a drawn sword. Our king will rescue us from the Assyrians should they attempt to invade our land and try to set foot in our territory. Those survivors from Jacob will live in the midst of many nations. They will be like the dew the Lord sends, like the rain on the grass, that does not hope for men to come or wait around for humans to arrive. Those survivors from Jacob will live among the nations, in the midst of many peoples. They will be like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, which attacks when it passes through. It rips its prey, and there is no one to stop it. Lift your hand triumphantly against your adversaries. May all your enemies be destroyed. In that day, says the Lord, I will destroy your horses from your midst and smash your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your fortresses. I will remove the sorcery that you practice, and you will no longer have omen readers living among you. I will remove your idols and sacred pillars from your midst. You will no longer worship what your own hands made. I will uproot your images of Asherah from your midst and destroy your idols. I will angrily seek vengeance on the nations that do not obey me. Well, what marvelous scriptures we read today. I don't know that it's possible to sum it up in just a few words, and so I'll just say, praise God for His Word. Of course, here in this last chapter, we read the prophecy about Bethlehem and the fact that the Messiah would come from there. Seems appropriate. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.